MGM Resorts International has suffered a setback in a bid to block development of a casino in Connecticut that would be a direct competitor to the $950 million casino the Las Vegas-based company is building in Springfield, Massachusetts. When Connecticut lawmakers last year authorized the operators of the state's two casinos, the Mashantucket Pequot and Mohegan Tribes, to join forces to pursue a possible third casino, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno showed little concern.
Good luck to them. I can't control what they do here. We're going to work very, very hard to make sure that the MGM is a very successful entity for Springfield, Western Massachusetts, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
But for its part, MGM has waged a legal fight in federal court, has lobbied at the Connecticut State Capitol, and reportedly in the Congress in a high-stakes bid to block the construction of a third tribal casino just over the Massachusetts state line. MGM said it would immediately appeal when U.S. District Court Judge Alvin Thompson last week dismissed the lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of Connecticut's 2015 Tribal Gaming Act. According to the Boston Globe, MGM secretly lobbied in Congress for a bill that would block tribes from opening commercial casinos in the same states where they run casinos on reservations. It did not come up for a vote. Clyde Barrow, chairman of the Political Science Department at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, who is a casino industry expert, said it's not surprising the lengths to which MGM has gone to try to thwart would-be competition to the Springfield Casino.
In their application to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, their business plan relies on the ability to capture $200 to $300 million per year in gross gaming revenue from the state of Connecticut. So anything that seriously undermines that business plan, you know, makes the investment at its current level untenable.
Earlier this year, MGM won approval from city officials and state casino regulators for a cost-cutting redesign of the Springfield project. Further downsizing is unlikely to win regulatory approvals, so MGM has to go all out to thwart a third Connecticut casino, according to Barrow.
They're sort of in a bind that to a certain degree there's only so much they can do to make this project financially feasible.
Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods casinos have both seen revenues shrink substantially as casino competition has increased in the Northeast. A third casino would help stave off more losses.
Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun, despite the challenges they faced, are still two very substantial, very large resort destination casinos. They have committed themselves to maintaining those facilities in order to compete against MGM. But if they could jointly capture a lot of that revenue that would otherwise be headed off to Massachusetts, that'd be a substantial amount of profit for them that they could then funnel back into their so-called home facilities.
A location for the third casino has not been announced. Final legislative approval is needed in Connecticut before a new casino could be built. The MGM Springfield Casino is scheduled to open in September 2018. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.